And the review that I've dug up here from John Dugan, this is as if AC/DC's Angus Young discovered Pete Cozy soloing on Miles Davis's Ejharta and created a whole new trick bag. This is Keiji Hino on A Noise.
Thank you. you hang glide to work? Ever commute on a solar-powered unicycle? Get your method of sustainable transportation on video by June 21st, and you could win a fully recycled laptop. Inspired by this year's commuter challenge, What Moves You is a video contest put together by Sustainability Television and BEST to encourage commuters to take sustainable transportation to work. Deadline for entry is June 21st. Submit your video before June 9th for a chance at a second prize. Go to www.sustainabilitytelevision.com for contest rules and video submissions. Submit your video today.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. You just heard for the last 24 minutes there. A lovely little recording. Keiji Haino, Execration That Accept to Knowledge, released back in 1993 on Forced Exposure Records. One track there, some of the most gorgeous, most abuse Gibson's SG has taken in many, many a moon. We're going to keep the noise coming to you here. If you want to hear anything that will peel the paint off your walls, give me a shout here at 822-2487. We have another, it's not old, but a couple years old, something from the 23rd Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, the Victoriaville Music Festival that happens every spring in Victoriaville, Quebec. Always avant-garde all the time. We got all the way back from May 21st, 2006. And we have Borbeta Magus with Haijo Kaiden. One CD, one track, both Noises and Burning. This is a lovely little tuna entitled The Challenger Deep.
grab your toga and a pair of sandals. June is Greek Heritage Month, and the Hellenic Canadian Congress of BC invites you to dress like Zeus and celebrate the finale, Greek Day, a one-day street festival taking place on Broadway, sponsored by Crino's Foods. The annual event attracts thousands of attendees, many in costume and all having a great time. Visit www.greekday.com for a full schedule of events and let Greek heritage be your discovery on June 21st.
I didn't know there was that many Greek Australians. But yeah, Greek Day is coming up. I was just going down Broadway in kits and stuff like that, and there's flags and everywhere. It looks really cool. It's going to be a great weekend, yes. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. What did you just hear there? Well, by request, some Cabaret Voltaire. Didn't have it in the record library. I had to dig it up on the pleasure of YouTube, and watching the video with accompaniment with that wonderful, wonderful, timeless song, Nag, 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 really does prove how ahead of their time they were. Cabaret Voltaire, check out anything you can up until about 1983, I'll say. And then it's just not so good. I'm sure it'll make a renaissance when, you know, mid-80s electro comes back. You know, I don't know what already is back, but, you know, either way. We had some Lightning Bolt in there before that wonderful Rainbow. Pretty much a classic on this show. Two Towers, we play it enough times. And then we started off there with some great ear-piercing noise from the Victoriaville Festival, May 2006, Borbeta Magus and Haijo Kaidan. The album is called Both Noises End Burning. And yeah, they certainly do there. And you heard a track called The Challenger Deep. Coming up right now in this set, we've got some great turntablism for you. In the spring of 2003, Martin Tetriot and Otomo Yoshide toured a part of Europe in a 16-day marathon organized by Les Instants Chavries in co-production with Super Musique. Out of these improv concerts, six of them were captured on various media. And it obviously, the idea of releasing a live album was explored, but there was too much material to fit on a single disc. So they decided to put together a trilogy of all the shows, and featuring the noisiest material on disc one, the most fragmented on disc two, and the smoothest on disc three. Well, me being me, I'm going to play you the most noisiest material, disc one, better known as Grrr. And this is a lovely track by Martin Tetriot and Otomo Yoshide entitled Breast Number 3.
electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. The man, the myth, the mystery, Frank Rumbletone, will be in the studio here in about 2.5 hours, cranking out the best in, you know, rock and roll, pop and roll, all around crazy garage psychedelic stuff. Rumbletone Radio Go-Go here every Wednesday, 3 to 5 on the almighty CITR. Before then, 1 o'clock, stay tuned. We have the Green Majority, your only Canadian show in environmental information. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. Like I said, 3 to 5 is Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock is the Arts Report with Tracy Fuller. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julian Eric. 6:30 this week is, I believe, The Canadian Way with Spike Chilton. Old DJ of ours just returned about maybe a month, 2 months ago. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. Strictly a kumbaya free zone, as Val likes to say. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City, the new version of Juicebox that you've come to love, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show, hosted by the lovely Caroline. And 11 o'clock, the best thing in radio, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked here. What you just heard there, some great dualist turntable action. Martin Tetrio from Quebec and Otomo Yoshide from Japan kicking it off with Breast Number 3. Great stuff there. We're actually going to kind of wrap up the show, because like I normally do, I usually play something off the Nurse of the Moon list. Well, today you're actually going to hear something fairly rare, and again, it's the great thing about CITR, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. Doom Metalers from California, Sun O, collaborated with Nurse with Wound, and they put out a 3-track EP that was a bonus EP that came with the Japanese reissue of 00 Void, which is a Sun O album. And you'd think it's you'd never know what to expect from two extremes such as Nurse of the Wound and Sun. But I must say that this disc is, it's quite something. So we're going to end with this, and then we'll talk to you at the top of the hour. But this is Sun O with Nurse with Wound. A lovely little track called, oh boy, Disinistactus, a chance meeting with Somnia. And this completes another edition of A Noise. You just heard a collaboration between Nurse with Wound and Sun O, the bonus disc from their Japanese reissue of Double O Void, and released in February of this year. This is Luke Mead signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Float plane. No, it's the Evaporators.
Soaring in and bringing supplies on June 23rd,
the Evaporators launched their new 7-inch A Wild Pair. Andrew WK joins them at Neptune Records for a live performance from 4 to 6 p.m.
And if that's not enough, head over to the Biltmore at 8 for an encore performance with the Vicious Cycles.
It'll make you want to fly.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
Cube!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Elena.
And I'm Brennan.
We are Canadians for Kyoto,
and you're listening to
The Green Majority.
Toronto. It's time for your weekly dose of conservation information here on Canada's first environmental news hour. On CIUT and our community radio partners across the country, I'm Jordan Popenck. Welcome to the Green Majority. It was just last year that Halifax Mayor Peter Kelly staged a media event at one of Halifax's beaches, wading into the ocean as photographers snapped to declare the water clean at long last, after the completion of the city's first water treatment plant. But neither he nor newly elected Nova Scotia Premier Daryl Dexter will be snorkeling the harbor waters anytime soon, with the plant offline and the city churning its raw sewage into the ocean again, admiring the so-called floaters from dry land as it has 400